Hey guys, this is Omar, and in this video I'm going to talk about how to start a side hustle while you're employed without burning out. Now, this video is also going to be beneficial for you if you are not employed, but of course, if you are employed, you'll really hopefully benefit a lot from this information. So if you're new to this channel, my name is Omar, and in this channel I talk about entrepreneurship, location independence, and financial independence. So if you are interested in any of these topics, make sure to click on the subscribe button so you won't miss any of my future videos. And before we get into this video, make sure to click on the like button as this helps with the algorithm. Now, in this specific topic, this is really important for me because I have so many friends that are employed and want to start their own business. And the most common problem they have, all of them, is that once they are done with their job, they get back home, or even if they work, of course, from home, they're really tired after they're done with their job and they have other responsibilities. So if you have kids, if you have a family, that makes things even harder. So you want to start a side hustle, and side hustles need energy, need time. And when you are employed, you don't have energy and you don't have time. So how can you really make sure that you get started with that side hustle? So this is what I'm going to discuss today. The first thing is clearly define what that side hustle is going to be, what that business is going to be. And that's because so many people, including myself, fall into the shiny object syndrome, which means that we find an idea that we like, we think that that's the business model we want to pursue, and then once we get into it, we then watch another video, a YouTube video, read something online, somebody tells us about a new business model or something else that might be better than what we're currently doing. Then we start doubting ourselves. We start saying, okay, am I doing what I am supposed to be doing, or should I do that other business model which might be better? So first, really don't fall into this trap. I'm very experienced with so many of those business models out there, especially in the online income world, and I can really safely say that all of them can make money, and it's just a matter of what you focus on. So first thing, super important, make sure you define what that side hustle is going to be. Next is try to put an income goal. And what I mean by that is how much money you would like to make from that side hustle. And if we're going to say, I want to make as much as possible, that's not a good answer. You need to clearly define the income that you're going to make from that side hustle. It's super important because that goal will allow you to quit your job or to reduce the hours in your particular job. So you should know also the reason why you're starting, of course, that side hustle. Of course, I'm assuming that it's because you want to quit your job, or you might want to travel the world, or you might just want to have more time for yourself. And so the income goal is extremely important because it allows you to measure your journey and where you want to be, or where you are at the moment, of course. So that's the second step. So as I mentioned, step one, define the side hustle, the business model you want to pursue. And step two, define your income goal. Now, step three is put up an actual plan of action. So an action plan to reach that income goal, to make sure that you are making the money you want to make from that business model. Now, if you are not experienced with that particular business model, or you want to learn more, I really recommend that you invest in a course or coaching, something that allows you to learn exactly how to reach that goal. Because the best way to learn how to reach that goal is from somebody that is already there, has achieved what you want to achieve, all right? So once you do that, once you learn how you can do that, so for example, let's assume you want to sell on Amazon, or you want to do dropshipping or any business model, you learn exactly from top people how to do that. And then you put up a plan, an action plan, to reach that goal. Now, this is also extremely important because without an action plan, you basically are just going nowhere. So you need the action plan combined with the income goal. And this takes us to the fourth step, which is super important, hire somebody to help you out. Now, when you are employed, as we mentioned already in the beginning, you don't have much time. So especially if you're working from 8 to 6, 9 to 6, or whatever that the time is, you just have a few hours for you to achieve what you want to achieve. But at the same time, you want to live your life, you have hobbies, you have families, you have responsibilities, so you might not have the time you want. So the solution is to hire somebody else that they will put their time at your disposal. Now, today, you can find virtual assistants that are specialized in pretty much anything and that might, depending on the role, might have hourly rates from $5 to $10 to $15 depending on what they're specialized in. Now, it's just a matter of budgeting things and hire skilled virtual assistants on an hourly basis. This will allow you to basically, even if you just have somebody helping you out 2 hours a day, it's amazing. It's really fantastic because you have 2 hours of your time that are outsourced to somebody that might be even better than you, and they should be better than you. So that's why it's super important as well that when you do the action plan, you know, let's go for example on you want to sell a product either via Amazon or anything else. Well, the first step, let's say it's product research. Now you could go and learn everything about product research from the course, and that might take you a month, and then you might need another month or two to try to do the product research yourself, and then 3 months might pass, and then you might think, okay, 3 months already passed and I'm not going anywhere, I'm not able to achieve those goals, and you will really feel discouraged. So instead, you could learn basically how it works in general, and then you could hire a product research specialist that will find you the products, and then you could share your what you learned from the course that you took to that virtual assistant to help you out find the product. Now it's just a matter of combining all these elements together. Once you have a target income goal, then you have a plan, then you have a virtual assistant or multiple ones that can help you achieve those goals. You just assign tasks and objectives to those virtual assistants, and then you would have to every day 1 to 2 hours. I think you can free up that time. Even if you're employed, you could focus on checking and monitoring the progress towards the goal, the ultimate goal that you want to reach, which is of course your income goal. I hope that you found this video useful. If you liked it, make sure to click on the like button. Don't forget to click on the subscribe button, and I'll see you in the next video.